This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Everyone's talking about how data is more valuable than oil these days. It is the commodity moving forward, which is why data security cannot be taken lightly anymore. But where do you, as a business owner, a department manager, even as a conglomerate, begin to think about data protection and some of the security strategies you need to put in place to protect your stakeholders? Well, one company that has been delivering radical innovation to help businesses meet these changing requirements when it comes to data is Dell Technologies. And they're here on Resource Center today to fill us in on the latest data protection solutions that can help your business or company manage data from the edge to the core to the cloud.
So first of all, Audrey, thanks for having me. Really a pleasure to be here with you. Sarah is my name, and I run the data protection business for South Asia. And I have a team of experts, sales and technical team, whose mission in life is just to help organizations and customers overcome their challenges around digital transformation, right? And, you know, they can be anything from, you know, financial organizations or telcos or government, SMEs. Yeah, so that's what we do.
Welcome to Resource Center, Sarah. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you for having me.
So while technology is advancing businesses and society as a whole, it isn't without its challenges when it comes to the security side of things, right? And we read a lot about these data breaches in the news as well. So why is the digital world having these security issues?
Well, great question there, Audrey. I think let's go back to the fundamentals of why we are, you know, why organizations are so worried and concerned about cyber attacks and cybersecurity. I think, as you said, right, the data is a new oil. You say, data is a new currency. So what that means is that there's a value, intrinsic value associated with data. So, and any breach, anyone who's attacking organization, right now, it's a data breach, they know that data is so valuable to them. That's why they feel that, you know, they can get something out of it from the organizations. So today, if you look at, you just Google the organizations that do ransomware as a service, they want to make money out of that, right? So I think because the value associated with data is there, and organizations realize that this is a significant amount of monetization they can have out of the data, it's important for them to make sure that they have the right protection strategies across various data placements. They can be in the data center, it can be the cloud, it can be the edge, whatever it is, right? So there must be a holistic approach to manage them, protect them, so that, you know, you don't run a risk of, you know, data disruption, right? And, you know, in the good old days, people talk about, you know, when it comes to IT, right, resiliency is so important, right? But, you know, in the digital world, it's not just about resiliency. It's also about how fast you recover your business, because resiliency, as much resiliency you throw at it on your data, you know, there is always a possibility a compromise could happen from a, you know, a downtime point of view. So how do you then recover from it? So that is one of the fundamental aspects of what Dell Technologies is focusing on. And we have very interesting solutions around that as well. As you said, you know, we are... our innovation has not stopped. You know, when it comes to data protection, we have been, you know, invested in this significantly over the last decade or so, and we continue to innovate in that space because organizations feel there is a huge demand for it, but they just need help how to go about, you know, deploying those solutions.
So I understand that Dell EMC has released its third Global Data Protection Index earlier this year. And this report kind of provides a comprehensive understanding of the state of data protection and the maturity of data protection strategies of businesses around the world. Maybe you can tell us a bit about the main findings from this report.
Sure. So, yeah, as you said, it's the third time we've done it. And every time when we've done this is the third time, and each time the results has been quite different, right? Interestingly, right? And I would attribute that to the fact that organizations are evolving very quickly because of the emerging technologies, right? So some of the many findings in that you know, index, the GDPI, as we call it, but there are four key findings I would call out, right? The first and foremost is that we all know there's huge, significant growth in data. So if you look at from 2016 to 2018, 384% growth, Nidhira.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It's huge, right?
Yes.
It's a huge number. So, and if you associate that to the value of the data, the volume of the data has also, or rather the value of the data has grown significantly in tandem with the
volume
of the data. Mm. That means that organizations are placing a lot of relevance and importance to data because they know they can monetize it. So that's the first finding.
Okay.
Second thing is data disruption is a costly issue. Unplanned downtime is contributing to a lot of cost in an organization, but at the same time, disruption due to like cyber attacks is also a huge impact on organization. I think it's not just about bringing your business back to, you know, a state of operations, but also about the brand, the reputation associated with an impact, a data breach.
Mm.
So it's a costly affair. The third finding is that organizations are actually struggling to protect the data. Why? Because data is everywhere. It's in your edge devices and IoT devices, right? It's in the data center, which is the mothership, so to speak. And it's in the cloud where you are looking at agile operations and agile deployment of software services and so on. But so, I mean, good thing is that there's flexibility on where the data sits, but how do you have a holistic approach to protecting the data? So they're struggling with it, right? And the last thing is, the good news also is that...
There's good news.
The good news is the adoption of data protection amidst organizations has also increased and progressed, right? So that's a good thing. We are very happy to see and observe that. And I would say that it's also got to do with the amount of education we've done with all the organizations. We spend a lot of time enabling organizations and also equipping them the right tools to do so, which is why we feel that adoption has also increased and improved.
Was there anything in the GDPI report that was Malaysia specific? Or, you know, is the market in Malaysia pretty much the way the global market is going?
Yeah, I think it's very much in tandem. It's very similar. I'll draw parallels to the global survey outcomes. If you look at Malaysia, it's a fairly mature country in South Asia. And, you know, the pitfalls that they experience is very similar to what organizations outside of Malaysia also experience.
Hmm.
Having said that, I think there's obviously a lot of impetus ask of the governments and also private sector to invest more in cybersecurity, in particular cyber recovery. Most organizations pay a lot of attention to detection. You know, how do you detect an attack? How do you prevent an attack? How do you protect against it? But when an attack has happened, how do you actually recover and resume your business in the quickest possible time? So that's a key element that organizations are looking into addressing, and that's the mandate that the private sector is also looking at to impose upon their own people as well, own teams. This is something which is I think if you look at the RMIT, which is the declaration, or rather it's a white paper that was published by the Central Bank of Malaysia. Right, so this is about having the right risk management, tools, right, and best practices put in place in IT. So that's another example of how there's a strong call out for you having this kind of governance in the financial sector and also outside of the financial sector as well.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break now for some messages. But when we come back, we talk about how businesses can better protect their data without breaking the bank. Resource Center will be right back after this. BFM 89.9.
Big Friendly Matcha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You are listening to Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj. In the studio with me today is Saravanan Krishnan, Director, Data Protection Solutions, South Asia of Dell Technologies. And we are talking about data protection in a data-driven world. Now, just before the break, Sarah, we were talking about how the recent GDPI report that Dell EMC released, and of course, this report gives us a comprehensive understanding of the state of data protection and the maturity of data protection strategies of businesses around the world. And we're talking about this report and how it kind of the global trends are parallel with the trends that we see right here in Malaysia. But let's just bring it down closer to SMEs. Now, SMEs make up the bulk of business establishments in Malaysia. I think there's more like 98.5%. Mm. And what are some of the key findings from the GDPI report that the local SME sector should be taking note of?
Yeah, so great question, Audrey. The SMEs, like you said, yeah, is a significant part of the economy in Malaysia, right? And if you look at the GDP contribution, I think they probably contribute more than a third of the GDP contribution as right. well. So it's a segment which we can't ignore, right? And the challenge, however, with the segment is that they do not necessarily have all the skills when it comes to data protection or cybersecurity and so on and so forth, which is why a lot of them are actually born in the cloud kind of organizations where they just simply move their, they don't have any IT infrastructure in their offices.
Yeah.
They just have all the stuff sitting in the cloud somewhere, right? So, well, while that seems,
convenient,
exactly, they can then allow themselves to focus on revenue-generating outcomes, there is a risk, of course, right? Yeah. Do you know enough about where your data is sitting and how much data is sitting there, and are they adequately protected? You know, what happens if there's something happens to, you know, the data is sitting in the cloud? Can you come back into operations quickly? So I think a lot of enablement education is required. So this is where Dell Technologies spends a lot of time with such customers through a network of partners as well in Malaysia. Our partners are well equipped to spend the time with the customers, and we also kind of triangulate with them so that our customers are well informed of data placement strategies, when you have an outage, what is the impact of the business, and what are the solutions that Dell Technologies we can help them with. And I think you said earlier before the break that, you know, how not to break the bank, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and that's exactly what we want to, inform and educate our customers about and organizations about. It's about how to make sure that you have the right cost structures associated with the data protection, right? So not all data is created equal. Some are more important than the others. So you do not necessarily need to have the same strategies in terms of protection and recovery put across all of the data, right? And at the same time, you want to make sure that you have the right capabilities in your organization to at least understand enough of the value of the data so that when push comes to shove, you know what comes first. What are the important critical crown jewels in an organization that needs to be recovered first so that you can at least resume like 30-40% of your business first? So that's the important aspect of what we do with our customers, because customers need to understand the risk posture. Where do they stand? And one of the tools we use we do a business impact analysis. And that is part of the process, is to classify the data, help them understand that, this requires a certain level of mission critical protection strategies as opposed to the others.
So this kind of analysis is basically helps businesses better understand how to utilize their data, and then of course to monetize that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So because you want to, when you want to look at the crown jewels, these crown jewels are important for you to resume a business within like hours rather than days or weeks, right?
You can go down to weeks, really?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, there's so many cases, if you just Google it up, some of them have like taken like weeks and months to resume the business. And these are big organizations, by the way. It's not just SMEs, right? And you'd be surprised, right? So most of big organizations, enterprises, you think they will spend millions of dollars, buying the IT infrastructures, but they do not spend enough in terms of risk mitigation, right? Mm. So, and a lot of times, people think, oh, it will not hit me, right? So they don't realize what's the impact of, once it's a data center or what data center in the cloud, the cost of disruptions can be significant.
Okay, so coming back to that question that I posed just before the break, how can businesses better protect their data without breaking the bank? Because all this sounds, sounds a bit expensive.
Okay, well, this is why I said, the business impact analysis is very critical and the data classification process is important, right? Part of digital transformation is to ensure that you have a modernized way of looking at things. So you need to modernize your infrastructure. If you look at in Malaysia itself, about 90% probably more than 90% of organizations still have some sort of a operation center or data center, and while they are moving some data to the cloud, there's only about 10% or less, right? So what that means is that we must do a holistic approach in terms of understanding the environment and say, okay, look, for mission critical data that is most important for you to run your business, right? You probably spend more, right, compared to some of the others. And in our surveys that we've done, right, we feel that only about 20%, at most 20% of an organization's data is most mission critical, right? Which means that you put in place a more resilient solution to protect it, which means obviously it'll cost a little bit more, right? But that doesn't necessarily apply for the remaining 80% of the data. So you can see how you can stagger the cost across. And the other most important thing is the cost of doing nothing is going to be a lot more costly, right? So that's why I say that it's not going to break the bank, because you need to have a foresight in terms of the impact to the business when the downtime or disruption actually happens.
So what is the bare minimum when it comes to size that a business needs to be in order to be thinking about putting these security strategies in place when it comes to their data?
Regardless of how small or how big you are, you must understand what data that you have today first, and understand how important it is. For example, I mean, let's take a retail store. I mean, they are not big enterprises, they are small or medium enterprises. A retail store, the most important set of most important piece of data is the customer data, because customer data is important for you to then how you run campaigns, from marketing programs. You can attract them back, to your store, through messages, WhatsApp, and whatnot, right? So that's important so that you can have incremental revenue generation, right? Now, the other piece of data that is important for a retail store, for example, is the clothing that you have in the store, right? How much clothing do you have? How much is actually sold a particular type of clothing? How much is in the warehouse? And how much more is in the making? So if you piece that piece of data with the customer data, you can then, potentially run some analysis. Even for analysis or analytics, right? There are a lot of tools out there that can run this analytics for you, customer sentiments and analytics and so on, which will then allow you to be more effective and differentiate yourself with competitive differentiation, right? Yeah, what is the competitive advantage versus that of the retail store that's next to you, right? How do you drive more customers to your organization? So that is the most important piece of the first step, I would say, to whether it's not about how big or how small you are, whether you know what's most important to you, right? And that's how you start.
And what about the ramifications of not doing anything to protect your data? I know you said earlier that it costs more to do nothing today. But, what's the worst case scenario? What can happen?
Well, again, if you just, we are in a connected world, you just Google it up, and find out what's the impact of you not protecting your data. I mean, let me give you an example. Even Malaysia, right? Most recently, there have been quite a few disruptions. I mean, one of the foreign-owned local carrier was impacted recently, right? And one of the pay TV operators in Malaysia got impacted recently. And KLIA got impacted not too long ago. So all these are, clear examples of if you don't do enough if you do nothing, not just as cost in terms of downtime, of your systems, it's cost in terms of operations, cost in terms of revenue, and you become known for reasons that you don't want to be known for, right? So reputations and brand, it gets impacted. So these are the ramifications, I would say, right? Some of them are tangible, some of them are intangible, right? And in fact, as a result of all of this recent incidents, there's been a huge call out in the, from the public and also from the private sectors to kind of pass bills, through the government to ensure that we have more governance and improve the cyber defense of the government as well as the private sector.
All right. And just before we go, Sarah, where can some of our listeners get more information about these data protection solutions that Dell Technologies provides?
Sure. Well, I guess the simplest answer is just come to dell.technologies.com.my.
And if you missed out on any part of this show and would like to catch up, you know where to find our podcast. It's available on our website, bfm.my, also on the BFM app, and anywhere else you enjoy listening to your podcast too. Just search for Resource Centre. I've been speaking with Saravana Krishnan, Director, Data Protection Solutions, South Asia, Dell Technologies. And on behalf of Sarah and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Having trouble getting invoices paid on time? Mark Laudy of Riabu is here to help.
Once you've spoken to your biggest customers about their overdue invoices, you can start to bring your current invoices into the conversation. Now be careful, you don't want to upset your customer by demanding payment for invoices that aren't even due yet. Emphasize you just want to make sure that they've received your invoice and that this time past errors have been avoided. If the customer confirms the invoice is accurate, then, and only then, politely remind them of the due date. If there is a discrepancy, resolve it quickly and call them again once you've fixed it. This way, your customer will come to expect your friendly call. They'll start to take your payment terms seriously, and you'll gradually remove their reasons for paying you late.
For more info, visit riabu.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.